Miller's End. When we moved to Miller's End, every afternoon at 4, a thin shadow of a shade quavered through the garden door. Dressed in black from top to toe and a veil about her head, to us all it seemed as though she came walking from the dead, with a basket on her arm through the hedge gap she would pass. Never a mark that we could spy on the flagstones or the grass. When we told the garden boy how we saw the phantom glide, with a grin, his face was bright as the pool he stood beside. "That's no ghost walk," Billy said, "nor a ghost you fear to stop. Only old Miss Wickerby on a short cut to the shop." So next day we lay in wait, past the civil time of day, said how pleased we were she came daily down our garden way. Suddenly her cheek had paled, turned as quick from ice to flame. "Tell me," said Miss Wickerby, "who spoke of me and my name?" "Bill the garden boy." She sighed, said, "Of course you could not know how he drowned that very pool of frozen winter long ago."